Fast Cars, Fast Girls with Abby and Molly.
All right. Season 3, Episode 3.
Can't believe it.
I know it, man. That's exciting.
It is exciting. I'm excited that the
101st episode.
We're not going to be doing this.
No,
all.
We're not.
Okay.
Well, I will in my head.
But, I mean, in
but
your
that's
head
just
is
part of my
fine.
OCD.
No, that's fine. Yeah. But not.
No, it's not going to be a thing. I just.
No.
Since we just had the 100th. All right. We don't have anybody else joining us today, except, of course, for Molly's pets. So you may or may not hear them.
Well, this one's leaving, I think.
Yeah. She can't be trusted.
No.
All right. Well, let's warm up the tires. Oh. Yeah, he's out.
He's out.
So we've got some news to discuss.
Just a little bit of news, actually, as weird as that sounds.
Just a little bit. Some lingering St. Pete thoughts.
Well, you know, we always think of things after we talk about the race. So
We do.
That's what happens. Of course, time to preview the new race, the IndyCar Classic.
Yes.
At COTA.
Yep. Very exciting. Very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Our woman of the week, Rosemary Smith.
Yep, and then some shit we didn't make. Oop, I didn't put what that is. I didn't say what we're not making up. Shit we didn't make up.
Yeah.
F1 and IndyCar crossover. Because it felt appropriate.
It is appropriate.
It is. All right, let's jump in the news. So, Indy 500, the driver count is officially, and this means somebody who has made the official announcement, we are good to go, 33.
All right, we've got a full field right now.
We got a full field right now. So, that came James Davison. Announced that he would be driving with Ballardi and like the Dale Coyne Racing Tech. It's the weird like one car, two company thing.
Yeah.
Half the field does when they're one off. So
yes,
James Davison will be in. And so that puts us at 33. We are still waiting on that third car. I can't do math today or whenever with this Foyt, because the Foyt team said, yeah, we're going to have somebody else. But Pippa's not the one.
Mm-hmm.
The MSR second car, Junkos has not actually officially announced.
They have not.
Schmidt-Peterson usually
runs. But Ricardo's going to do what Ricardo's going to do.
I mean, let Ricardo handle Ricardo.
Right? That man has got an admirable hustle.
Yes.
Admirable.
I admire the hustle. No game.
# respect the hustle.
You do it with Ricardo. And then Schmidt-Peterson, they run three.
They typically do.
So that puts us at 37.
Not to mention Stefan Wilson actively trying to get a ride.
I need this to happen in my life.
We did not discuss this on the podcast, but I don't believe we did anyway. But we were just disappointed that that he didn't get the Driven to Save Lives, right? Because he's such a nice guy and
he's a nice guy. He's a good driver, by the way.
He is a good driver.
He's a great driver. I think in good equipment, he does very well.
He does. He's shown that. I mean, the last couple of years that he's run with Andretti.
Yeah.
He does well. He finishes. He doesn't stuff it.
Right. He's not hard on the equipment.
Yeah. He's not tearing up the car. He qualifies well. He finishes well.
Yeah. I mean,
he's not front of the pack, but he's also not a full-time driver.
Exactly. So for a one-off, he does very well. I'm very hopeful. I mean,
solid. Yeah. Solid starts and solid finishes. So
come on, AJ.
Yeah.
Pick him up.
That would be great.
That would be great.
Ooh, this might be the year that Kurt gets that payout.
Oh.
No. No. But yeah, so Stefan Wilson is another one. Say, if he's not with any of these guys.
I know.
So, very exciting. Very exciting. Pato Award.
Yeah, this happened when we were in St. Pete.
It
so.
Did. So, he's got a 13-race ride with Carlin for the 2019 season.
Yes.
And that includes the Indy 500.
Yeah.
Basically,
it's all the races that Charlie isn't doing.
Correct. So, Kimball's... Yeah, only doing 5.
Yes.
So Pato's doing the other 12, and they are overlapping on the 500.
Yes. So that's fantastic. Very excited. So he will be at COTA. This is his first race coming up. So.
Oh, that's right. Whoa. That's awesome. I bet he comes in and just tears it up.
I am betting on it in more ways than one that he comes in. Like I'm ready for this.
I'm excited. I'm ready to see the kid back in a car.
Oh, I'm just.
And
I'm
have
excited.
You seen his livery?
I don't know if that's the official one or not.
Well,
so
I kind of hope that it is.
I do too. Like the brightly colored Mexico one. Like
yes.
Oh my God.
Yeah. No, I saw that and I was like, I'm so here for this.
I tried to find it on his like official one because I was like, well, we're gonna put this out, but I couldn't find it. So
interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really want this to be it.
I really want that to be it.
So if you've seen like the brightly colored Mexico livery kind of floating around, that's like the rumored livery, I guess. I don't know. But somebody's going to be like, you're an idiot. And it's right. I mean, like, I didn't find it on Twitter there.
You know what? It was not corroborated by a second source.
There you go.
So until it's been corroborated, we're not going to ask it as news. Unless it's about us or unless we're just making it up.
Unless we're just making a good story.
Yeah. Like we make a lot of shit up.
A lot.
A lot.
A lot. A fun game should be, what shit did they just make up? Everything.
Everything. Except everything. The shit we didn't make up.
Except for that one section.
Jay Fry indicated that during the 500, there would be two big announcements.
Yes. Oh, that's somehow, sorry, that second part, when I copied it over, that jumped. Yes, two big announcements. And obviously, one that I think we all know and can count on is this other engine manufacturer, because May kind of is that deadline for them to jump in with the new regs. So yes, that's one of them. The rumors currently is Cosworth, but then they came out and said, no, it's not us. So we just wait and see.
Yeah, they said it's just rumors, which they could also.
Which is also a great album by Fleetwood Mac. So I mean, sure is.
Okay. It is a great album.
I mean, but it is.
But it is, though. But yeah, I mean, it also could be that Cosworth is basically being like, it's not your damn business.
Right. What it isn't is your business.
Your business. Yeah. Contracts are still being buttoned down.
Exactly. So we kind of have to wait and see. I'm wondering if the second one isn't one of the international races. That would be clutch to make that announcement.
Oh, it would be.
They're apparently like game changing announcements, though. So
interesting.
I don't know.
And so is that going to be during the race?
Not during the race, but during like the month of May, the build up to the 500. That's when these big announcements are going to be happening.
Interesting.
I know.
Let it be on an early day when we're already at the track.
And as somebody, I was discussing May plans with someone today, and I was like, oh, don't worry. You can pick a day. And then I paused and went, no, it's 2 weeks. It's 2 months away.
Yep.
Yeah. I was like, oh, no, it's here already. Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's basically already May.
Like I've got us through April, and then I just was like, mm-hmm. No.
Yeah.
There is no planning of May.
Yeah.
None. I mean, I'm excited. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, yeah. Very excited, but.
So we'll see. And then this should have been its own bullet point. There has been interest and activity towards our race in Argentina.
I would be here for that.
San Juan Villicum? Circuit.
Interesting.
Wow.
I would love that.
Rumors of international races keep growing. I'm here for all of them. But I need y'all to make these announcements so we can start saving up for Australia.
Yeah. So I can start figuring out what I need to do to get my scuba equipment through customs.
I feel like it should be easy.
It's pretty. I mean, it was easy to the Caribbean. It was easy to Hawaii.
Yeah, everybody. Like, scuba, it's not like I have to figure out how to take my hunting equipment through customs. Like, that, you're going to get stopped.
I mean,
maybe.
Well, I do still have to be careful because you can't just travel even with in checked luggage with knives everywhere.
That's true.
And so, like,
it just means we have to watch Australia border security.
Right?
I mean, yeah. That's what that means.
So, yeah. Because there are, one of my dive knives is not legal everywhere because of the length of the blade.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, I remember that.
So, yeah. But, yeah, I'm going to need you to nail it down because a bitch needs to make plans.
Right? Like, okay, cool. Like, where are we going?
I'm into it, but I'm making it a 2-week vacation. I'm seeing a race and I'm scuba diving.
Right? Like
we are multitasking.
If we're going, we're going to make a thing out of it.
We're going to make a whole thing out of it.
I need you guys to help us here.
Yeah.
At Mark Miles. Please help me.
In fact, wouldn't you love it if they bookended both ends of the series?
Shit, that'd be
Australia
amazing.
For one, Argentina for the other.
Oh my God. I can't explain how much I'd be here for this.
Oh, yes. And because of the time they'd have to give between Laguna Seca and an international race, you'd have to give like a month just to make sure everybody's equipment gets through and whatever. That times up perfect to be my birthday trip.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
I'm here for this. And I'll have to figure out how to sell a kidney on the black market, but that'll be fine.
And we can figure that out. People need organs.
We got time.
Yep.
We've got connections, I'm sure. Oh. All right. Well.
Very interesting. All right. Well, let's do our motorsports pit stop.
All right. So NASCAR was at Fontana. Kyle Busch won. Joey Logano came in second. And Brad Keselowski came in third. So your standings are Kyle Busch, Joey Logano, and Kevin Harvick. And their next race is Martinsville. And it is not Martinsville, Indiana.
It is not. The NHRA had everybody's favorite race, the Gator Nationals. Every time I saw on Twitter somebody tweeting about going to the Gator Nationals or anything about it, it just tickled me.
It made me chuckle.
Yeah. And then I happened to watch a random YouTube that had some Gators in it, and it was a good weekend for me is what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
Yeah, good weekend all around. Courtney Force tweeted out some happy thoughts to her family's team, to her people. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So, and a really cute picture too. I was like, how do you look that adorable? Just
stop it. Like, stop. Please stop.
Yeah. She's just gorgeous. All right. So anyhow, NHRA Gator Nationals. I know it sounds like I have a weird crush on her. I don't. She's just pretty. Yeah.
Fine.
All right. So the Gator Nationals, the results and Top Fuel. The winner was Richie Crampton. The funny car was Robert Height. The pro stock, Bo Butner. Get it, Bo. He's having a hell of a season.
Bo's.
He's coming out strong.
Butner's just doing great things.
Butner is doing fabulous things. The standings currently, Doug Coletta is leading the Top Fuel. Robert Height is leading in Funny Car. And none other than Bo Butner leading in the Pro Stock.
I really just want Bo Butner to win everything. Like, I have no stake in this now, but I just want to see the name Bo Butner.
Yes.
Everywhere now.
And you want to hear me say it every week.
I do.
Just a little bit. Up next, they've got the four wide nationals. If I'm not mistaken, that means that they go four wide instead of two wide.
I believe you're correct.
If you will.
Oh, I won't. But I will because you're correct.
Yeah. Now, what I want to see next, like, I want to see one called the double wide nationals. I won't say which state that should be for, but I think everybody has a couple of states in mind.
Yes. Insert your own state here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. One. So NHRA in Kansas, Tornado Nationals.
Yes.
Yeah.
I want there to be a Tornado National.
Yes.
More than life itself.
And then the irony of a tornado happening on the
Which
same
it
day.
Probably would.
It probably would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Corn Nationals.
Yes.
Oh my God. The Buckeye Nationals. First of all, if it's in Ohio, you have to call it the Buckeye Nationals.
Absolutely.
I also enjoy the Buckeye. Like, I don't, I like it as a whole state thing. I'm here for this.
Yeah. I mean, we're the Hoosiers. Like,
yeah,
we get it.
I understand.
Yeah. We're here for it.
I also enjoy eating Buckeyes. So.
They are delicious. You can't go wrong with chocolate and peanut butter.
No, you really can't.
No.
No. Fight me on this.
Peanut butter and everything.
Mm.
All right. And then IMSA.
Yeah.
So the 12 Hours of Sebring was this last weekend. We were not there.
No. We've had this discussion many times.
We have. But next year is a possibility.
Perhaps.
Yes.
We'll just
perhaps.
Leave it at that.
The problem is we need to start making money off of this so we can go to more races because I got bills to pay. I got PTO hours to earn.
Right.
Yeah. All right. So the 12 Hours of Sebring. So the winner was the DPI Cadillac.
The Caddies.
Yep. And it was Durrani, Curran, and Nasser.
Yes.
It actually was an all-Cadillac podium.
Yes. Kind of cool.
Yeah. Which, wasn't Alonso also on that team?
He didn't race. I don't know.
He didn't drive at all?
Not during the real race? I couldn't find his name.
Okay, because I read something yesterday that, you know, he was in the winning on the winning team and also won the Rolex this year, so.
I don't.
So, yeah, maybe he didn't drive. I don't know.
I know.
I attempted to watch it, and then my NBC Sports Network app told me that I didn't have whatever the ability to, and I don't know why. And the IMSA app sucks.
I stared at the results. Somebody right now is screaming at the podcast that we don't understand
this.
It's Doug. He's so mad, but I stared at the results, and I was like, no. I recall seeing that he won, but his name was not in the results.
Yeah.
So I think it's like, because I knew that he drove during practice, like he was there for some of the sessions because they broke the track lap speed, but then he wasn't there, and I don't know.
It's very, yeah.
Anyway,
so.
I know.
Yeah. Team Penske.
Yes.
And the Acuras came in P4, and that was Rossi, Castroneves, and Taylor. And then P9 for the number six car.
Yes.
That's Montoya, Pagano, and Cameron.
Yes.
So, yeah, they had some issues early on.
They did.
And, yeah, because they were doing very well. In fact, both of the Acuras were doing really well.
Kind of similar to what happened at Daytona.
Yeah, and then the six had all kinds of kerfluffles. The seven fared better, finishing fourth. So, but yeah, I expected them to do better because, they did so well for so long at Daytona that I thought that they, would have been like, okay, this is what went wrong. Let's fix that and only that, because everything else was
great.
Great.
Yes. I don't know. But it was also like the race started in the rain. Like, it was just another one of those weird races. So I don't know. The Porsche, good God, the Yunkos was 33rd overall. They didn't have a great race this time.
They didn't. They were running in like sixth for a little bit though,
mm-hmm.
which is impressive just for them to maintain, because they didn't maintain that well at Daytona.
No, they did not.
At the Rolex. So, learning experience,
exactly.
Every little bit helps. I saw a couple of tweets from their drivers, and they were just kind of disappointed that they weren't able to get it back out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I love that. I love the hustle that they all have. But
yeah, it's like almost this ingrained culture in that team, and I absolutely admire it.
And it's like, they went out there knowing they're not going to win the thing. They're just trying to do the best they can. And,
mm-hmm.
The genuine disappointment at not even being able to keep driving. It's like they've accepted, we're probably not going to win. We're going out here because we want to. We want to do this.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard. We're breaking into a new form of motorsports for them. And so I just love it.
Yeah.
I love it. So I'm disappointed for them.
I am too. Yeah. No. I really am about this team. So with the GTLM, the Porsche 911 won with Tandy, Pile, and Mako Wiki.
Sure.
So in that class, Bourdais, his little group, they were second in class. Dixon's, they were sixth, and Herta was seventh. Yeah, not bad.
Not too shabby.
The IndyCar guys didn't do so bad.
They did not.
No.
The GTD.
Mm-hmm.
The winner was Lamborghini.
Yep.
What is it? Einiken?
That's an I, so.
Sure.
Eh.
Bortolotti and sure. Brookers.
People just tune in to hear us try and pronounce names now.
Yep. The Heinrecker came in eighth in class.
Yeah, they actually were leading for a bit at one point,
yeah.
So that's exciting. Go,
very
girls.
Exciting.
Get some.
And Bell and Tielitz were ninth in class in the GTD. So I always enjoy Townsend Bell in a fire suit. I'm just going to say it.
No disagreement.
I'm just going to say it.
No disagreement.
Yeah.
Meant like, PPO should be coming in the mail soon. Add it to the pile.
Nope, because then I'll have his address. And what is, what's the lesser of two evils there? Let's be real.
You choose your poison, Townsend.
Yeah. Is this the hill you want to die on?
It might be.
The next IMSA race is at Long Beach.
Yeah. So that's exciting. It's actually, I think it's only a 3-hour.
Yeah.
Yeah. While we're there for the weekend.
But yeah, it is while we're there. So that's exciting. We'll get to see some IMSA action as well.
I'm excited. And this past weekend, Formula One started back up in the Australian Grand Prix. Bottas in the Mercedes won. Big deal for him. Hamilton was second. And Verstappen for Red Bull was third. This is also the standings. So there you go. The next race is the Bahrain Grand Prix, March 28th.
All right.
Bahrain.
All right. Some lingering St. Pete thoughts?
Yeah. I want to doubt. Well, why I put this first point down, because it just makes me giggle every time. So Ed.
Ed Jones. Dr. Billows, the IndyCar medical director, confirmed that Jones had suffered a small, non-displaced fracture of his distal fourth metacarpal.
Yes.
So for those of you who don't know what that is, so he broke his hand.
Yes.
But on the pinky side, and the bone, he broke it closer to the knuckle than to the wrist.
So there you go.
Which means that's going to hurt like hell. The non-displaced means that it did not move, so it did not need to be set or anything.
It's just like a hairline almost.
Oh, no, it's a complete fracture. Ah, okay. It just means that it's not out of alignment.
Ah, okay.
So displaced just means like if it breaks and a part moves, that's displaced. Mm. If a non-displaced means that it just breaks and separates, it doesn't.
Okay.
Yeah. You don't have to have it set. You don't have to have a pin put in or anything necessarily. But it's right here. So that's going to hurt like hell.
Driving
the car, like that's.
He's
That's
expected
really
to be
going to hinder him, yeah, actually, I think.
He's going to be a coda. So
I think that is going to hinder him more than he anticipates.
As you all are starting to think about your locks, drops, and sleepers, your fantasy any car, keep that in mind.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll make it into one of our write-ups. Maybe we'll both have forgotten it by that point.
My money's on number two.
I was about to say, we will both forget.
Smart money's on we forget.
Yep.
Smart money's on we forget, and I still put him in my lineup.
So pay attention right now, everybody. Write it down.
Write it down.
Write it down, because we'll forget.
Yeah.
So, and TV. So, IndyCar on NBC, this was the highest watched IndyCar opener for NBC, and point of clarification, because everybody's like, meh, meh, meh. So last year, Phoenix was the first race, and so that's kind of what they're meaning as far as the first race. So it was a 94% increase over Phoenix. It was 502,000 is their estimation of viewers. So, okay,
that's pretty good.
It is pretty good.
It is.
I have no baseline really.
I went back and I examined some of the numbers more and but yeah.
I mean, hey, it's the first race.
It's the first race. I mean, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if we talked about it last time, but one of the great things while we were there is that as you are sitting and kind of waiting, they're doing a few of the ads. And so they showed NBC ad where it ran you beak to tail all of the races. And you were just like, I am so excited for all of this, instead of three races and then blank space and then two more races and then blank space. It was here's
the cross promotion.
Right down the line.
I think
of the
we
races.
Literally, we were almost to the point of standing up and clapping by the end of it. Everyone, the first one, I thought it was just going to be advertising Coda.
Yeah.
Because we're sitting there and I was like, ooh, Molly, I was like, check this out. I was like, I'm here for this. Look at them advertising Coda. And then they were like, Barber. And I was like, oh fuck.
It's about to go down.
I was like, wait, how far are they going to go? I'm like, they're doing the whole season. And we were like, yes. Yes.
Yes. It was amazing.
So yeah, I'm here for the cross promotion.
And
it's just such a well put together package.
It really was. They just hit and quit everything, which is perfect. You don't want to give everything away.
Gives you the highlights, and they did not use that damn Dixon crash.
No.
On the 500. Thank you for that, NBC.
Thank you, NBC.
Thank you.
We appreciate you.
Yeah.
We do.
APPLASHIT.
I do. I know. I was. Nobody gets it. Don't worry about it.
It's fine. Your mom will when she listens.
We know that's not how you spell it.
In 2 months. I know that's not how you spell it. I won the spelling bee. So in case you ever see anything misspelled, Molly wrote it.
These are never point out there.
Oh, no, not in here. I'm just saying in life. That's not true at all. I mistype all the time. And Twitter doesn't have an edit button.
I know.
I do know how to spell it. That doesn't mean I did spell it correctly.
That's the problem. It's like, nope. I knew that was not how I spelled it, but I've already hit the button and I can't take it back.
Right. Too many people already liked it.
It's going to stay out there till it dies.
If I catch it with the first like, sometimes I'll erase and redo.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Yeah.
Sometimes not.
Sometimes not.
Yeah.
So let's preview the IndyCar Classic.
I cannot stand it. I'm here for this. So we're at the Circuit of the Americas. It is a permanent road course outside of Austin. 20 turns. 3.4 miles, an overall elevation change of 133 feet.
That is crazy. Now, what is it at Barber?
Hell, I don't know. Have I done Barber yet?
No, but I would say for just point of reference.
Where's my book? Is it in the book?
It should be.
Dun, 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 dun. This is really great. Belle Isle. Oh, damn it. Now it's not going to turn on time. This is last year's. I don't have this year's in a print form. Long Beach.
Okay, there we go. There's only an 80-foot elevation change at Barber.
And this is a bigger elevation change.
By 53 feet.
I mean, that's some shit right there.
Yeah. It's more than 150%
change. Bigger.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah.
Whatever that last word is.
Yeah.
Well, and if, and we've retweeted it, but it's been quite some time because it's when they were practicing at CODA. Mike Hull had that really cool graphic on his tweet that yes. showed like the elevate. I mean, it looked like a roller coaster because it's not like right in the beginning is all of your elevation change. It is throughout this whole course.
It is.
And it seems like, because you like you go up and then you go down for a bit and some twisties and you go back up and you go down for a bit.
It totally looks like a roller coaster and 133 feet of change. That's wild.
It is. It's going to be so cool.
It is. It is. I'm sad we're not going to be there, but we can only do one Texas trip.
Also, they don't allow aerosol spray tan.
Sunscreen.
I mean,
no aerosol sunscreen. No aerosol of anything.
And it specified sunscreen.
Including sunscreen.
That's how I live my life. I don't want to hear about the ozone layer right now.
Well, you know, the irony, most of the spray sunscreens are actually
don't bleach
the coral. So they're actually better than like the sunscreens out of the bottle if you're going to be focused on saving the oceans.
So, I said ozone.
I know, but I'm saying like it's bad for one, but it's good for another.
But it's good for another. So it balances it out. Anyway,
right?
I know. I saw that and I was like, not even sunscreen. Like, what happened, CODA? What happened to prompt this?
Yeah.
Did somebody get drunk and start spraying?
And like the whole like measuring your purse kind of thing?
Well, I mean, we have that at Indy, the like so much by so much by so much.
We do. But I can still walk in with a backpack. They don't ever measure my backpack.
That's true.
I mean, yeah.
It's weird.
It's very interesting. So, yeah. Well, let them get the kinks out this year.
Exactly.
We'll see you next year. Well,
yeah. All right. See you next year, CODA.
Once it's a well-oiled machine, we'll see you.
Please to relax the spray suntan lotion. Then.
Yeah. Come on. Killing me.
I'm Irish. I need that. I'll forget to slather it on, but a spray, I'll be like, psh, psh, let's go.
Exactly. It takes up so much time.
I know.
Yeah.
Anyway, to the race.
Back to the race. So it is the inaugural race. IndyCar has never raced at this track before.
Never.
Never, ever. It's been used for F1 for the U.S. Grand Prix since 2011. And the testing that you were talking about, that when Mike Hull posted that that graphic, that was IndyCar's first time there in February.
IndyCar's first time there. It's going to be kind of exciting.
It is. So I'm excited. I mean, there's been a lot of talk online about comparisons of, you know, IndyCar versus F1 and speeds and how they do and all this business. And they're two different types of cars. But I am excited to see our paddock
go to town
on this track.
Yes. I think it's definitely going to be a fun... It's going to be a challenging track. I mean.
Oh, definitely.
I think with the elevation changes, they do have a lot of kind of turns. There's a good like left, right. There's a whole left, right, left thing. And yeah, I think it's going to push drivers. And I, of course, am always here for that.
Always.
It's Texas in March, so it should be okay weather-wise. Although earlier today, the IndyCar weatherman did indicate like a thunderstorm, but it's also Texas, so. God only knows what that means.
Yeah. I mean, I think that like their thunderstorms are different than ours.
Oh, yeah. No, they're 100% different than ours.
A quick and then.
It's like a and done.
Yeah. Still, depending on where you're at, mass flooding because like the desert.
Yes.
it doesn't absorb the water.
Does not absorb the water. Right
no,
now.
Not having it. So.
All right.
Interesting. I mean, the spring is just always dicey for weather.
That's the biggest thing.
It snowed here on Saturday.
God.
I look out my window. I mean, it's snowflakes like the size of like quarters.
Good size. I mean, it's all gone now because Indiana.
It barely even stuck. Yeah. But I mean, huge snowflakes. Because I had opened up Facebook and a friend of mine had a meme that said, "For the love of God, stop snowing."
You're like, it's not snowing.
And I was like, and I opened my window and I was like, ah!
Indiana, I hate you.
I'm so over you.
So over Indiana's snow.
So, all right. Well,
sorry. We had a cat. I don't know what they were doing, but I could hear it.
Something they shouldn't be.
Hey, he's climbing up something. God only knows. All right. You ready to make picks?
I think so.
All right. Who do you have for first?
I am going to pick Dixon for first.
Okay. Solid choice.
How about you?
I pick Rossi.
Not surprised.
I would like points for not picking him for the first race.
I know. You should get points for that.
And actually. I said, and I quote, I mean, he's forever first because he's going to win this year, but I'll try not to pick him for every race. That's going to be the races I lose. All right, top five. Who did you have?
I have Rossi.
Are you ready for this?
Dixon.
Yes, that's who I put in my top five. It's a track where they're both going to do very well. You want that stronger driver who knows how to get out there and attack a track that's new, that's flowy, that's elevation changes, things like that. So
absolutely.
That's why we basically just swooped.
Hilarious.
What'd you have for top 10?
Rosenquist.
Okay.
Who do you have?
I put O'Ward.
Oh, yeah.
I was like,
Crap, I forgot. That's... I already forgot. Yeah.
I'm going to tell him in Spanish that you did that. I don't know how to say it in Spanish, but I will learn it for the next time I see him. Be like,
actually, you'll be day.
Eh.
I forgot.
You forget. Yeah. She forgot.
Yeah.
First out?
Who are all of our one-offs in this race?
Is
Hanley going to be in this race?
Hanley is not going to be at this race.
Because he's going to be an easy first out.
Harvey's there, but I don't know if we're considering Harvey a one-off.
Well, technically, I mean, he's not really a one-off, but he's a part-time driver. But I wouldn't pick him for first out.
Campbell will not be at this race. Junkos is going to be at this race.
Okay.
They did test here in February.
They did. I just feel like they have some bad mechanical juju.
They do. I feel like that's their big issue, which is a way to get out.
It is.
I don't know why I'm trying to talk you into you. I mean,
I know. I don't want to pick Junkos, but I feel like
I know.
Yeah.
I don't like picking this one because you're like, damn it, I'm just putting
right
it into the universe.
Let me think about it for a minute. Who do you have?
I put Laced.
I know. I was like, should I do Lace? And I was like, no.
I know. I don't want him to, but I just. And he probably won't because TK was part of the tire test for Firestone. So.
Yeah. I'm going to say Ed Jones.
You know what? That's not.
Yeah.
Look, we remembered.
I know, right? I was like, wait a second. My choice has been made.
The universe has made my choice for me.
Ed Jones. I think that...
No, he's just...
Oops. Yeah. I think that if anything happens, it's going to be hard for him to keep control of the car if his hand hurts like hell, as it is for everybody when they're in pain. So.
All right. I think we kind of talked about already what we're excited about. I mean, obviously, it's the first race at this new track for everybody. It's a good track. I know a lot of people... say shit about the paint job, but I kind of like the paint job on TV.
I enjoy the paint job on TV.
Like, I'm here for it. Also, it's red, white, and blue, some stars. Like, let's go.
I mean, you are patriotic as fuck.
I mean, you know I love to wear me some America colors.
Yeah. America, Indiana like you are.
If we repainted the IndyCar GP track to be, like, the blue with the yellow stars and, like, a tour somewhere, I would never leave.
Yeah.
They won't, but it's fine.
It would be great, though.
You're welcome.
If they like did the Indiana flag in the big hangar area for the air race.
That would be so cool.
Spray painted that right there. It would be super cool.
I would never leave.
Come on.
She's not saying that to me. I'd like to point that out.
Yeah, no.
But it's my house.
And then you said, I would never leave.
Also true.
Oh, all right. Well, the drinking game for this race.
Yes. So, obviously, because this is... primarily and has been primarily an F1 track. You have to take a drink every time they mention F1.
Yep.
And
that's
please,
drink.
Please also remember the Alonso drink.
Yes. Don't forget that's a season long game.
So that's two drinks. If they mention Alonso F1, you got to drink twice.
Yeah.
I'm a call it here.
That's a twofer. Anytime comments are made about the track's paint job.
Yeah.
Either a commentator or anyone that you're watching the race with.
Because people have strong opinions about the track's race.
Yes. So that's a drink.
That's a paddling.
That's a drink.
If they talk about how everybody's a rookie or like nobody's raced at this track, you're going to have to take a drink unless you're me and you start yelling or other people who do know.
Yes.
Rossi is actually, you know, like people have raced here. He raced in the 2015 U.S. Grand Prix here. Then you have to take two drinks. One for mentioning it, two for your anger.
Yep.
Yep. A drink for anger.
Yep. Any unusually close shots of Pato O'Ward?
I feel like they're going to be up his butt.
Oh, they are going to be so far up his butt. Fine. Yeah.
Yes.
Like your cat is with me right now.
I know. As I look over and he's somebody like pride rocking on top of the notes.
Yes. Hi. Can I help you?
Yes.
But yes. Yeah. I think they're going to be so far up his
so butt. So far up his butt. And then, because we're in Austin, why are my little like quote marks running around? Keep Austin weird, because that's a big thing for Austin.
Yes.
Or the Riverwalk.
Oh, yes. That's, the Riverwalk.
Is it the river? Is it the Austin Riverwalk or is it the San Antonio Riverwalk?
I don't know. I've never been to Texas before.
I don't know, guys. If it's not the Austin Riverwalk, ignore me.
I don't know.
I feel like there's Riverwalks anywhere, but definitely Keep Austin Weird is going to show up at least 3 times during the telecast.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's a drink.
Definitely.
Stop. God.
Ugh. Abby's being harassed by my cat.
Assaulted.
Yeah. I told you, he's an aggressive cuddler.
He is an aggressive cuddler. No means no.
Oh, no. People are going to add us about that.
Oh, yeah, don't at me on that.
No.
All right. Well, moving on to our woman of the week.
Rosemary Smith. And I think it's pretty obvious why she's our woman of the week, although it's already passed.
It is. But she was born in Dublin, Ireland.
Ta-da! Heavy late St. Patrick's Day, everyone.
Yep. There you go.
There you go.
Born in Dublin, Ireland. Her parents were mixed religion. Father was a Protestant, and her mother was a Catholic.
Which, back in Dublin, Ireland at the time, scandalous.
Very scandalous.
Super scandalous.
Which, you know that their Protestants are Episcopalians. Like,
yeah, like
the ridiculousness of how similar those two religions are.
Like, everybody calm down.
Right? I'm like, this is what we've been doing car bombs over?
She said to, like, 4 decades worth of like intense political negotiation. Just calm down.
I'm just saying.
Just put us in there.
They had more similarities than differences.
I know. That's what it is with everything,
with
though.
With everything. Like, can we just stop making this a pissing match? Anyhow. But yeah, it was scandalous.
It was.
Very scandalous. She started in dressmaking. Slash as a seamstress.
Yeah, that's, you know, I've seen it both ways, I guess.
Yeah.
Seamstress's overall dressmaking might be more narrow.
Yeah.
Yes.
And a model.
Mm-hmm.
Good for her.
Was not into racing at the beginning. Like, she knew how to drive, but eh. Until a client was like, hey, I'm doing a rally. Do you want to be my navigator? And she was like, meh, all right.
Interesting.
Not the greatest as a navigator. Much better as a driver. So, like, at one point, they switched, and she was like, I want to drive, and she could drive.
That's fantastic. That was in 1959.
Yeah.
Huh. Her record as a driver. She won numerous lady prizes.
Yeah.
The 1966 Monte Carlo Rally Coupe de Dame.
Yep. That works.
But that was later rescinded due to technical issues with headlights.
It's, you know how like everybody has regulations about sizes. I guess there's a whole thing about the headlights.
Okay.
Yeah. I was like, that's a lot to be involved on. It's too much. To take a prize away.
Yeah, that's over headlights.
Over headlights.
Wow.
Yeah.
The Circuit of Ireland,
mm-hmm.
Scottish Rally,
yeah.
Alpine Rally, twice, the Acropolis Rally.
Yeah. She was the outright winner of the 1965 International Tulip Rally. She's the only woman to have won that race, and she won it in a Hillman Imp, which is like, actually, you see those cars at the SCCA ones, but they're the ones like the they kind of look like bug-eyed sprites, but they're
oh,
not.
Oh, yeah,
yeah. They look very similar to those.
Yes.
So that was pretty damn cool.
Very cool.
5-time winner of the Circuit of Ireland Rally. And
wow.
This might be my favorite thing. She and one of her rallies had to drive through the Khyber Pass, which is on the border of Pakistan and Afghanistan, backwards because her car would not get out of back up reverse. So she was like, all right. I'm going to just go backwards then.
I'll just drive back. Well, can't get out of reverse. Guess we're going to go backwards.
We're gonna this way. And like, this is not your country.
It's
road.
Not a straight road.
No,
yeah. Like
it's very
mountainous.
Yeah,
if you're not familiar with a map, that border right there.
Pretty mountainous.
Pretty mountainous.
If you have ever driven in the Smokies, times it by about 5.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe not the Monteagle part, but everything else.
Yeah.
times about five. That one just maybe two or three.
Yeah. Yeah, it's more like, yeah, driving in the Rockies. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah. She broke the Irish speed record in 1978.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That is very cool. Very cool.
At age 79, she drove the Renault team car, becoming the oldest woman to drive an F1 car. When I got into the car and slammed the door and put on the seatbelt, I just went for it. I had no hangups. I wanted to win, to prove a point to these people who had been so disparaging about me initially. I felt good. Mm-hmm. I loved every minute of it. I won a lot of races around the world.
Get it, girl.
Get it.
Love it.
That's awesome. What a badass.
I know. And it's just like stepping in an F1 car at like 79. She was like, ain't no thing but a chicken wing.
Right? She's like, yeah, the female Mario Andretti.
Yeah.
It's cool. That's Age cool. is just a number.
I'll drive it.
I'll drive it.
I'll drive it. First Mary just wants to drive the car. Sorry.
Mm. All right. Well, now for our favorite section.
Yep.
Shit we didn't make up.
So since we're at CODA this week, well, we aren't, but the sport as a whole is, we're going to be doing a little like the overlap between F1 and IndyCar. So as far as tracks, we've had some overlap or will be. So Sebring has ran both. Watkins Glen. There was a U.S. Grand Prix West, and it was held in Long Beach, California.
Okay.
Of course, Indy has held both Formula One and IndyCar, and of course now COTA will be joining that rank.
All right, not that many tracks.
No, because F1 tends to do more of the street courses.
Yes.
I think Sebring. Well, as I say that, I was like, not Sebring, not Watkins Glen, not Indy, but when they go out into like the whole thing.
Yeah.
Only because I have now only watched the F1 docuseries once, so I know everything about Formula One.
Nice.
Yeah.
I've watched part of it.
It's I recommend
it's
it.
Good, it's a good movie.
And as somebody who like didn't have any team alliances, I was like, I don't know how this is going to play out, but I'm here for it.
Yeah.
I'm going to win this one. Yeah. It's really cool.
Yeah. No, it's very well done.
Plus, I do. It does focus like Daniel Ricciardo is in there. You know what? I like the kid.
Mm-hmm.
I like him. I feel like we can have similar hairstyles.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
I would agree with that.
I want to know what products he uses.
Right.
Hey, man, what products do you use in your hair?
Do you use Diva Curl?
Who do you hair? Because you're from Australia, and I know you got the heat and humidity like I do, so mm-hmm. How do you handle this? God in heaven. All right, so drivers. And these are the ones, like, if I also did, like, the Formula One drivers who also did, you know, like, the 500, the list would, like, poof.
Yeah, so it's drivers who did more than just the 500.
Yeah, so I had to narrow it. So Justin Wilson. Done some. Takuma Sato, we knew about. Bourdais, done it. Rossi. Juan. Of course, you know, it is Formula. Juan. Damn it.
Damn it, sir. It's Monday.
It is Monday.
You want to try that again? We can just edit it out.
Nope, we're just going to leave it
in
there.
Fine. But I don't know what the point of you editing is now.
I don't take a lot of shit like that out.
Jacques Villeneuve, mm-hmm. Max Chilton,
yep.
Mario Andretti,
Javi.
Emerson Fittipaldi.
I don't know why there's this like ominous pause after Emerson Fittipaldi.
I was going to let you say the last two. I don't wanna...
Sorry. Nigel Mansell and Jim Clark. So there's been a whole thing of...
Well, actually, Pietro Fittipaldi.
Well, that's true. Now he's doing it. So that... See? That's...
Yeah, there we go. There's another one. Yeah, because he did more than just the 500.
Yeah, and...
Actually, he didn't do the
500. He did not do the 500.
And an interesting twist of fate. Also, to the team that hired him last year, didn't I say it was dumb? How do you feel about that choice now?
I kind of feel like part of it was the whole, like, leg thing, though. But he also jumped as soon as he got the opportunity.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I know. We were all like, okay.
I mean, the leg thing was ironic, but or was unlucky, but like the fact that he jumped ship immediately, just like he said he would.
Right. Like, hello.
People will tell you who they are. You just have to listen to them.
Oh, goodness gracious.
There's your life advice for the week.
There you go.
Also, I want to say a quick PSA. Put your fucking grocery carts back. I'm not going to go into a huge rant, but I could. But if you live in the state of Indiana, specifically on the west side of Minneapolis, put your fucking grocery carts back. Because one of these days, I'm going to snap.
See, here's the problem with mine. Like, we all put ours back, but, like, they never come and get it.
Oh, no, they'll come and get it. I'm talking, but there are carts everywhere. It's craziness. And also, thank you to all the people that, like, when I'm going to put my cart back.
And they're like, oh, hey,
I'm going in. I'll take your cart.
Cool.
Not all heroes wear capes.
Like, and the opposites happen to me. They're like, oh, do you want this? And I'm like, all right, fine.
Sure do. Well, and every time I give it to them, I let them know the status. I'll be like, oh, there's a shady wheel. Or
they all have shady wheels.
Although the last two times I've been able to say, I'm like, all the wheels work. I'm like, bonus. It's a good one, too. But I will say that I've been very impressed with the lack of pothole notifications this winter on Waze. So thank you, Hoosiers, who have not been...
Who have finally understood. Please stop putting potholes in there.
Yeah, thank you.
The whole city is a pothole.
It is.
And I just don't need you to tell me anymore.
Yep. Nope.
It just makes me sad.
We got a sticker or whatever, a little drawing of Hench, because we mentioned potholes.
The flag.
We've got that. Yeah, we got the flag for that. It's like,
you can't
we can
see
talk
me
about
right
potholes,
now, but I just like waved my arm.
Yeah, motioning it.
I was holding a flag.
Right.
No, it's a flag.
But yeah, we all know they're there.
We all know.
But yeah, I appreciate that it's not been cluttering up my ways. Thank you, Hoosiers.
On my side of town, we have the opposite with the grocery carts. Everybody puts them in this stupid thing, and then there are none in this store.
There are no cart people to bring them back in.
The cart people just don't go and get it. I don't know.
That's so bizarre.
You know. Mm. I might have to put something on my Kroger survey so I can get my 50 fuel.
You should. You should talk about it next door.
Oh, God.
People on my side of town cannot quit talking about Kroger.
No. I think I've deleted next door from my phone.
Oh.
I had to.
I love it. It's like watching Jerry Springer.
It is. And I just had to. Yeah. Like, I would hours.
Oh, I get it. I get it just down the rabbit hole.
Yeah. Of a lot of veiled racism.
Yeah. Not even that veiled.
No.
Nope.
No.
Yeah. Like, thinly veiled is an understatement.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyhow.
Well, now that we went down another rabbit hole.
We did go down another rabbit hole. If you're not on Nextdoor, you should get on it, because the drama among your neighbors is fantastic. And you might think, oh, no, it's not. I live in a neighborhood, blah, blah.
Oh,
you have no idea.
You have no
your neighbors are crazy. Mm-hmm. And they let it all out on Nextdoor. It's fantastic.
I do follow the best of Nextdoor on Twitter.
Oh,
though, so.
I mean, that's really all you need, though.
Yeah.
That's really all you need.
Exactly.
So, all right. Well, let's white flag this bitch.
All right. What do you got?
Well, I'm excited for CODA. I'm excited that we get to watch our first race together on TV.
Yeah.
Of the season. So, I mean, second race of the season is it's exciting.
Yeah.
And we both have access to all the cool things on the app.
I know.
As far as all the telemetry and
this
like what gear
really
they're in and
cool.
their speed and all that. Oh my gosh, I'm excited. And I forgot to check in St. Pete if we have audio.
I didn't check either.
Yeah, I totally forgot, because I remember we talked about it and we were like, oh, we have to wait for the race. And it just didn't
happen. Nope.
Let's just say we were drinking margaritas with floater shots and we forgot.
And it was hot, though.
It was hot. There were things happening.
Yes, like a race.
Like a race.
Like a race.
But yeah, so I'm just excited about that. And I'm really excited for Pato and for him to get in a car.
I am, too. Yeah.
So what about you?
I'm very excited to do this. If you're not following us on social media, you should be.
Oh, yes.
Because somebody forgot. Ha, ha, ha. I got this.
Nice.
Our Twitter, @FastCarsNIN317. We're also on Instagram. It's Fast Cars, Fast Girls. Facebook is so simple. Facebook.com/Fast Cars, Fast Girls. I don't like saying Facebook. It's too many F sounds.
Fair enough.
And then, of course, the website, FastCarsFastGirls.com, where you can find everything, including all the social media links.
And where you can subscribe and listen.
And why don't you go ahead, subscribe and rate and get ready, because May is coming up quick and we are already talking about shit we're doing for May.
Yes, we are.
If you thought last year was great, watch out.
Get ready, because it's going to be even better.
Because now we know what we're doing.
Now we know what we're doing. It's going to be
dangerous.
A good year.
It's going to be a good year.
It's going to be a good year.
So that's what I'm excited about.
I am too.
All right. Look at us ending a podcast that's not over an hour.
Hell yeah.
Very proud of us.
I am too. All right. Well, thanks for listening.
Bye.